Sports Bosses with Jim Rodriguez and Sean Stanley continues now.
Just because it's never too early to be thinking about food, to be thinking about what you're going to be making this weekend for the college, for the NFL, I'm joined by one of my favorite people. I was lucky enough, I worked in Bristol. I worked at ESPN for a little bit. I met Mark Schlereth as a young PA, and I'm very happy that he's joining us now on our Miami Media School guest line. Three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth joins us. What's up, Stink? How are you, my friend?
How are you? It's good to be with you.
Good to have you on the show, man. So you, my friend, are a renaissance man. It's everything from Chili's to sports talk host to analyst to bling bling on the fingers. And now you're making my life easier where I don't even need to leave the house to get some good food in my belly.
Hey, you're absolutely right. You know, I always look at football as just an excuse to get together and eat with my friends, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Isn't that what it's all about? And
yes.
One of the great places to start is Crock-Pot. Favorite tools in the kitchen for me. For creating great meals, appetizers, entrees, you name it. Less time in the kitchen, more time with your buddies watching the game and talking smack. That's what Crock-Pot provides for you. Crock-Pot Cook and Carry Slow Cooker is awesome. Locking lid, less mess. You can cook it right there. I've got some pulled pork going on for pulled pork sliders right now here in front of me. They're delicious. You're just going to have to take my word for it. Crockpot.com for more information. And then, you know, every home gate, you got to have a great dip. Hell of a good dips, rich, creamy flavors like bacon, horseradish. Everybody loves bacon, buttermilk, ranch, whether you're into dipping or maybe, you know, jazzing up an old staple like potato skins. In the dairy aisle of your local grocer, hellofagood.com for recipes and more information. Snack Factory pretzel crisps are awesome for dipping as well, made with great ingredients, no artificial colors or preservatives. Just great, very versatile little snack, pretzel crisps. You can dip them, you can spread stuff on top of them. In the deli aisle of your local grocer, pretzelcrisps.com for more information. And then Red Robin, if you don't like to cook, Red Robin's got your back. They've got this Red Robin Gourmet Burger Bar, hassle-free burger bar, 10 or more fire-grilled, made-to-order burgers. Comes with a variety of toppings, gourmet toppings like onion straws, guacamole, grilled pineapple, you name it, they have it. Allows you to create a customized burger for each and every one of your guests. More information at redrobin.com on that. And that's kind of the home-gating spread that I've got in front of me right now, and you're going to have to take my word on it. It's absolutely amazing here in New York.
Mark, I'm going to take your word on it, and I am one of the round figure. So for me, what is your go-to? What's Mark says? You're there with all your friends. What's your go-to tailgating food?
Oh, you know, I mean, I love all the snack stuff. There's no question about it, but I'm a meat guy. Like, I want meat, whether it's my wife makes these unbelievable meatballs in a crock pot that are absolutely to die for, but I love it all, man. I love the snack. I love the... I just give me meat and I'm good. I'm happy. We're simple creatures, right? Fire
yes,
hot.
We are.
Just want the cavemen. Give me some meat and I'm good.
Meat good.
See, the pretzel crisps definitely got my attention. They sound awesome. But, of course, I'm the guy. I think I'm the party foul guy. I think I'm the guy that forget the dips. Just give me a spoon and I'm going to get the dip with the spoon. And whoop, bloop, that's it. When
right.
Everybody's looking the other way, I got a spoonful of yum right there.
Right. And I will double dip. I'll double dip, too.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Crisps. I'll go one side, and then I'll chew on that side, and then I'll put the other side in, and I'm like, well, wait, I didn't dip this side. So, you know, I'm one of those guys you're just going to have to understand that I think a little germs, a little cross-contamination is good for everybody.
Listen, we're family, we're friends, we're boys.
Right.
We've all seen the worst part of each other. A little double dip with a pretzel chip, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I love what you're doing out in New York, and your concentration has got to be key to be dealing with all the yummy food in front of you. But I also want to talk a little NFL. You were in the trenches there, and I definitely want to just get what's going on this weekend with the kneeling and the interlocking arms. I just want to get your take on it. Were you surprised by the reaction of the league? Because it really seems like, you know, when you attack one, you attack all. It really is showing the brotherhood of the league.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. And, you know, you're so connected. One thing I loved about sports, playing sports, is you're so connected as a group. I always talk about playing offensive line, and you can bring five guys together from different backgrounds, different parts of the country, you know, different economic backgrounds, and those five guys have to play together as one for you to be any good. And it doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter the origin of birth. None of that stuff matters. You're out there kind of playing for one another, and I love the solidarity. I love each the players backing each other, and I also appreciate the stand that they're making. When you're talking about inequalities in our country and raising awareness to those inequalities and creating a conversation or a dialogue, I think that's a good thing. And I know it makes some people uncomfortable, and I understand that. But that's just part of the situation. And I keep hearing people talk about, well, this is not the time or the place. And I said, well, what is the time or the place? You know, how much of a reaction would Rosa Parks have gotten if she had gotten up, given up her seat, and then wrote a strongly worded letter? Like, there's not going to be a whole lot of reaction to that. Michael Jordan, a couple of years ago, donated millions of dollars to social justice organizations. And you know what it was? It was a 15-second reader on every sports channel. Oh, isn't that nice? Okay, we move on. And how much of an impact did it really create? How much of a discussion or dialogue did it really create? We're a people right now that are totally disconnected. Never been more technologically connected and more disconnected as humans. So if this creates a dialogue and creates a conversation, then that to me is a good thing to have.
Mark, I want to take a look at a little bit of the play on the field now. Who are some of your surprises this season?
Well, I've really been surprised about Atlanta. I know they were a good football team, but to have that kind of devastating loss, and we've seen it before, and there's a lot of season left to be played, but we've seen the Super Bowl hangover, and it's real. And for them to come out 3-0 and kind of firing offensively on all cylinders with their offensive coordinator leaving and a new coordinator coming in, I think that's been pretty impressive. The Kansas City Chiefs have looked incredible. I mean, just both offensively and defensively, dynamic playmakers on both sides of the ball. They have been amazing. The Giants have looked woeful, just awful. It's been interesting. You look at teams, they can't block people. You know, we get so enamored with, receivers and throwing the football and all these exciting things that go on. And it still comes down to the core. If you can't block people or you can't dominate a line of scrimmage, you're not going to win in this league. And that's never going to change. And so the teams that adhere to that philosophy and essentially build their teams that way are teams that are going to have staying power.
Mark, I got a question to build on that with the offensive line, because you were an offensive lineman. Is there a way for the offensive coordinator to actually scheme to where he can help his offensive line, or is that just something that you hear all the time just as rhetoric?
No, sure. There are ways to do that, but the problem is we have so many vanity play callers. And so guys want to put up numbers. Offense coordinators know that they have a chance to become a head coach if their offense does great things because owners don't know the difference. You put up big passing numbers, they just see big passing numbers, and they want to hire those guys. So certainly you can do a lot from creating great play action opportunities. You can create ways to protect the edge. You can give offensive linemen an opportunity to be aggressive in pass protection with 3- and 5-step drops where the ball is going to come out guaranteed quickly. If you can give that to an offensive lineman, if you can run the ball with some consistency and not get deterred by a 2-yard gain, if that 2-yard gain is a physical nasty run, that helps offensive linemen and that helps your offense in totality of being good. So, like, certainly there are things you can do as an offense coordinator to help your offensive line, but oftentimes the problem is those things aren't sexy and those don't get you head coaching jobs. So a lot of offense coordinators just don't want to do it because of selfishness of, want to put up big passing numbers.
That's Mark Schlereff, 12 years in the NFL, 3-time Super Bowl champion, hanging out with us. Before we let you go, Mark, practice is important. So for the home gating with the crock pot and the pretzel chips and the hella good and the Red Robin, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, how do I pace myself? What do I eat Thursday? What do I eat Saturday? What do I eat Sunday?
Listen, diet starts the day after the Super Bowl, right? So there is no pacing yourself. Pacing yourself is for wimps. You go hard,
like,
and you eat every day of the week.
I love it, man. That's Mark Schlereff. You're the best, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for hanging out with us today, pal.
Thanks, guys. My pleasure.
That's awesome. Mark Schlereff hanging out with us, and we'd like to thank the folks at Crockpot, Hella Good, Pretzel Chips, and Red Robin for making Mark available for us.